A senior lecturer at the School of Communication Studies of the University of Ghana, Professor Audrey Gajekpo, has bemoaned the low participation of women in both policymaking and governance. She said out of 1,342 candidates that contested parliamentary seats in the 2012 elections, only 10.5% of women made it to parliament. She has therefore appealed to the media to spearhead gender parity issues to reverse the trend. Professor Gajekpo, who was speaking at the launch of a project for media and political parties, called for a change in the current practice where the men dominate political discussions in the media. Asibi Bangu Ikela was at the launch and has filed this report.
In Africa today, even though we recognize women's participation, the numbers are just otherwise. In Ghana, for example, despite efforts by several women's rights organizations to ensure that we have more women represented in government, the rate of women's participation, both in policy making and government representation, remains very low. Progress towards increasing the number of women in public life suffered a setback with the reduction of the number of women elected into parliament during the 2008 election. It declined from 25 to 20, and then women continued to fare rather poorly in local and national elections here. In 2012, out of a total of 1,332 contestants vying for 275 parliamentary seats during the general election, only 133, that are the percentages, were women. And of the 133, only 29 won seats, representing some 10.5% of the total seats in parliament today. This is abysmal. But when you consider that the international goal for women's representation in parliament, as stipulated in the Convention on the Elimination of All Discrimination Against Women, is 30%. Further, when you consider that women hold up half their effort, in our case, slightly more than half, 51%, the deficit of women in our parliament becomes quite unconscionable. And it becomes even starker, ladies and gentlemen, when you consider that the average of women represented in African parliament now stands at 20%. And that's comparable to the number of women in parliament.
A senior lecturer at the School of Communication Studies of the University of Ghana, Professor Audrey Gajekpo.